Well, sometimes I think it's a little, like, awkward when you know people on social media, but then, like, you see them in person and you're like, first of all, you're like, is that them?
Exactly.
And then you're like, do we say hi?
Yeah. Are you the type of person to say hi?
No.
No?
I'm not. I know it's so bad, but...
First of all, I'm super blind. So, like, my friends will be like, that person's waving at us. And I'm like, who is it? I can't even see.
You don't wear contacts?
I do not. I have to wear glasses and I don't wear them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's because I know if I, like, don't wear contacts or mm-hmm. glasses and I, like, go to the gym or something and mm-hmm. someone's saying hi to me, like, I will not say
yeah.
hi.
I'm just like, you don't know who it is.
Yeah, I can't see. Yeah. I guess I always try to say hi. Just because I don't like feeling awkward whenever I'm somewhere.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's always, like, that awkwardness where it's like, we know each other. Shit, you might yeah. even, like, DM, or not DM, but, like, just, like, talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, just comment on each other's posts or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like that's, like, a social media relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
So if I'm somewhere and, like, I know we've talked, and for me to not go say hi, it's just so weird to me.
I know. Yeah, I agree. I feel like it is. It makes things more awkward because, you know, you see each other and it's just, like, staring.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. It's just weird for me, so no, I don't.
Yeah. So how have you been lately?
I'm good.
Yeah. How's
just
everything?
Traveling the world with KTC.
Yeah, that's it. So this is episode 64. We're sitting down with Brianna Delgado.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Hi.
I feel like a lot of people know you by your IG name, which is Brianna Celeste.
For sure. Okay. It's so funny. Like, when people see me, like, they'll call me that. And my friends think it's so weird. They're like, why are they calling you that? Like, I don't know why they think it's so
Brianna
weird.
Brianna Celeste. What's
yeah.
up? So have you lived in El Paso your entire life?
I have, actually. Yeah. My entire life.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on El Paso? Do you like it here? Do you love living here?
You know what? I think when I was younger, I didn't. I felt like, you know, the typical thing that everybody says, there's not really anything to do here.
Mm-hmm.
But I travel a lot, and I think that I've been to a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things, and I think my favorite thing to do is, like, come back home and, like, feel safe and know that I'm, like, safe here.
Yeah.
And you can always travel wherever you want, you know, but to live somewhere else, I don't think I can do it.
For sure.
I love El Paso.
Yeah. I always feel like it's, like, a really good, I feel like the ideal situation would, like, this be, like, your home base
because mm-hmm.
your family's here and
yeah,
you already know the area.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's a cool city if you... Because I was kind of the same way where I didn't really enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
especially when I was, like, a little younger. But I feel like the more people I've met and networked with, I realized, like, oh, shit, like, it's actually a really cool place.
Yeah, there is stuff to do.
For sure.
Yeah, and I think it's actually growing more and more, and there's a lot of things that are popping up, and I think it's getting better.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. So how would you say, I would say, like, the last couple weeks or even since, like, the start of the year, how do you feel like your mental health has been?
I feel like, honestly, it's been a little hard just because of the TikTok ban, personally. I know that a lot of people think that it's silly and everybody was like, it's literally just an app, like, why is everyone so upset? But there's a lot of things that people relied on it for, you know, for, like, their business or for their mental health. You know, there's a lot of videos that I have saved personally that have, like, helped me through, like, a lot of things. There's, you know, creators that talk about their experiences and it makes you feel like, okay, I'm not alone in this. Like, there's other people that go through this, so I don't feel alone.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of hard, but it's back now. So, yeah. So we're back. We're
That's
back
good.
Up.
Yeah. I think, 'cause I was also like, I do research on everybody. But yeah, I was definitely looking at your TikTok and for sure, like, you definitely have a really big following on there. And it's like, it seems like more than anything, you do use it, like, very beneficially, you know? And
right.
Like, and I like it because your content isn't just, like, all the same. I feel like you dabble in, like, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of sad because I didn't really start posting on TikTok consistently until, like, I would say a really, like, every day a month ago.
Oh my God, barely.
Yeah, barely. Yeah. Like, I would post the ones I would post on IG, like, here and there on TikTok,
yeah.
but I wasn't really, like, taking it serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there was some videos where, like, I posted here and there, I was like, oh, I was actually surprised on the engagement it got.
Right.
Because what I noticed is that, like, even though I don't have as many followers, like, I get a shitload of, like, just engagement from random-ass people, you
know?
Yeah,
and you know what? That's the, like, cool thing about TikTok. I personally don't really like Instagram that much just because, I don't know, there's such a difference in the way that people engage with your videos on TikTok. For sure. I don't know. I just like TikTok way better.
Yeah, I agree. I think it seems like the reach is, like, much greater than just your following.
Right.
I feel like on Instagram, it definitely has a lot to do with, like, your followers and how popular you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, yeah, I've been posting, like, every day consistently. And obviously some videos, like, do all right, but there's some where it's just I'm very surprised on the engagement it got.
Yeah, so. You know what, and it's like the most random videos that get the most views. Like, I remember one time me and my friends did a TikTok in a parking garage and it got 2 million views. I was like, it was so random. We were just like dancing and it was so silly, but people liked it. No, it popped off.
2 million is insane. I'm sure just seeing that, like, the likes and all the notifications, like, it makes you realize, like, holy shit, like, if you actually get a hold of this, like, algorithm and it really starts pushing your things, like, it's an insane thing to see, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can't even fathom sometimes, like, when I get, like, 2 million views on, like, a video, I can't even fathom 2 million people, like, watching my video. Yeah. It starts to make me feel so weird, like, 2 million people just saw my video, you know? It's crazy.
No, once you start getting the millions, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, so many people. Like, if you put in perspective, an arena holds like 20,000 people.
Yeah. I've seen those pictures. Like, people will post TikToks of like literal people in like a football field or something, and they'll say like this is like 30,000 and it's a crazy amount of people. Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah.
That's good, though. It's a good thing that it's back. Hopefully, they figure out some way to kind of keep it
here. I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I love TikTok so much.
Yeah, for sure. But other than that, you feel like you've been, like, pretty solid?
Yeah, I feel like I've been pretty good. I think it fluctuates because social media is very difficult in that respect, you know? There's a lot of people that just feel free to say, like, whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And so that part of it is difficult, but I think most recently I haven't had like a lot of bad comments, but I have gotten them like a lot of times.
Like, and it's really bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it from all walks of life or is it like mainly like men? Is it like what's kind of like
you know what? I think sometimes it's men, but they're not like that brave. Yeah. I think for the most part, it's always accounts that you can't tell who it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's like that. The worst part, you know? You're going to hide behind a screen and you're going to tell me something awful, you know?
Yeah. So, that's the worst.
Yeah, I think like when it's those types of people, it kind of lessens what they're saying because you kind of feel like you can't even show like who you are. So when they're saying mean stuff to you, it's kind of like it doesn't matter because.
Yeah. And would you like what would be advice to someone like how have you managed to overcome that? Because I'm sure it's not easy. Like, I'm sure sometimes. I know for me, like, I haven't gotten, like, I've gotten some bad stuff in the past, but nothing, definitely not a lot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I feel like once you build, like, a really big following, it's going to come with a lot of those, like, with a lot of that negativity. How have you managed to kind of overcome that? Because I know for me, sometimes I think twice about posting something.
For sure.
Because I'm like, fuck, like, I don't want people to see what's on the other side of that. Yeah exactly. So how do you overcome that?
You know what? At the beginning, it was very difficult for me because I wasn't choosing to be a content creator. I didn't, you know, post my videos and say, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah. You know, I was just posting just to post. And so at the beginning, it was really hard for me. And I would talk to my mom about it and I would tell her, like, I don't understand, like, why people are so mean, you know? Like, the stuff that I'm posting isn't something that, you know, that should be given those kinds of comments, you know? And so she would just tell me, you have to think, like, it's really not even about you. Like, what people are telling you, it's a projection of themselves and how they feel about themselves. And I think that's really what people have to abide by because I think it's true.
Yeah.
It's really not about you. It's how they feel about themselves. And something that I'm posting is making them feel a certain way about themselves. And that's not really like my fault. For sure. You know?
No, I agree. That's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah.
And also like sometimes it doesn't even make them feel a way. I think some people it's literally like they just do that because that's how they they just fucking do it for fun, you know? There's definitely trolls out there that just say mean shit.
For sure.
So also, like, I think it's important to not take it so serious sometimes. Obviously, it's a lot easier said than done. Because me personally, I'm sensitive. Like, if I read something, like, that shit will get to me. But it's, I mean, it comes, if it comes with it, you know, and it's something that you kind of have to overcome. But the good thing is that, like, you've gotten to a good place with it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It has taken a lot of years, though. I think I really started with TikTok probably, like, during COVID in 2020. And so it's taken a lot of years for me to get used to it, you know, because it's a pretty difficult thing to overcome. And honestly, I think it is also hard because there's a lot of people that say, well, you should just get over it because you wanted to be a content creator. So it's just something you have to deal with. I don't necessarily agree. I think that, yes, it does come with it. But also, why are we not also telling the people that are making those kinds of comments? Why are we not telling them something too? You know, they should also be,
like, held accountable.
Held accountable. For the way that they are acting on social media.
Yeah, I agree. Is there a certain type of content that you post that will usually get, like, more negative feedback, or is it just, like, is it kind of random?
You know what? I think when I used to post more of my outfit videos, probably, like, 2021, 2022, and I was doing crazy outfits, and so those were getting really mean comments. Like, how could you walk out of the house like that? Like, just crazy comments to the point where, like, I couldn't even delete some of them most of the time. Like, I know some people say, like, don't delete them, like, just leave them. But I was barely starting out and I didn't really know. And so I was deleting them, but it was getting to a point where there were so many that I just couldn't even delete most of them, you know?
And that one, it's like, at a certain point, it's just like, you know what, I'm expressing myself. And this is, I feel good wearing this. So, like, and all due respect, like, fuck you, you know, like, I'm gonna do my thing and I'm brave enough to like, I always go back, I've probably mentioned it so many times on the pod, but like, how do you call it, it's not a picture, but it's like a quote I have on the wall, and it's a man in the arena, and basically it means, like, the credit should be given to, like, more credit should be given to the person who's actually willing to put themselves in, like, a vulnerable position.
For sure, yeah.
Because it's not easy, you know? Like, it's easy to stand, like, on the side and just, like, kind of critique someone who's, like, actually trying. And so being the one that's, like, in their arena, it just comes, it comes with a lot of, like, a lot of bullshit, you know? But
really, you're the real winner because you are in the arena instead of being someone that is standing on the outside just making comments.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I love that quote. That's one of my favorite quotes.
Yeah, I do love that.
So growing up, what was kind of like your, what was kind of like your upbringing like?
It was honestly pretty difficult, but, you know, I think that that's what makes the story even better is that, you know, I had, like, a rough childhood. Me and my mom didn't really get along with each other. And my dad, he was always super supportive of me, but he worked all the time to be able to support me. And so it got to a point where me and my mom were just fighting so much that I ended up moving in with my cheerleading coach, who she had coached me since I was 4 years old. And so when I was 15, I moved in with her and I've lived with her ever since. Wow. And so I honestly think, you know, people say, I actually posted it on my Instagram the other day. I thought that change was scary, but change actually saved my life. And I really do think that that's what happened because my cheerleading coach, she literally saved my life. And she has honestly brought this out of me because I never really thought that I was ever, this sounds like dramatic, but not that I was not ever going to be anything or, like, become anything, but, you know, the standard, like, you go to school, you go to college, and you become something that is, like, you're normal, like a teacher, you know. And so my cheerleading coach has, like, brought this out of me and told me, you are meant for more and you can do whatever you choose to be. And I will support you 1,000%. And so I think change actually did save my life.
For sure. Know? Yeah. And what kind of, that's amazing, by the way. I actually, I did see it, like, cause I was going through your TikTok and you did, like, open up about that too, which I thought, in my opinion, like, I don't think it just depends what kind of content you do. But for me, I guess when I really started like finding or being comfortable with who I was and, mm-hmm. and really just kind of finding my place, I feel like the best thing I did was opening up about the things I overcame and the things for I sure. went through.
Yeah.
Like as hard as it is to do, like it was, I don't know, it was very liberating in a way because yes, it's almost like you have nothing. You've already kind of obviously there's some things that you don't talk about, but right. for the most part, like if you are open about those things, if you're doing content and you're open about those things, like if it just kind of gives you that freedom to be who you are yes, truly all sure. the time.
You don't have to hide.
Exactly. You don't yeah. have to hide anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. And so I recommend like anyone doing content, like just be open.
Yeah.
About,
be yourself 1,000%. For sure. I think at the beginning I was a little nervous because people were confused about my situation. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, okay, wait, that's not your mom. So what yeah. happened? And so I think opening up about it, it kind of felt like I can be who I am because, you know, when I'm living with my coach, I really wouldn't post because then I would get nervous about people saying like, okay, well, where's her dad? Like, mm. she doesn't have a dad, but yeah. I do. Like, so I think when you just open it up and you just put everything out there, then there's a better understanding of you. And I think in like a positive note, then people can relate to you also because exactly. you never know who is going through the same situation. You are also helping someone for sure. if you are putting your story out.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That relating part is like for mm-hmm. sure the biggest thing.
Yeah.
When you think about kind of take me back to, I guess the hard part of you growing up mm-hmm. is like what, is there a certain situation or some like a moment you remember that kind of really influence the person you are today?
I think
like you can think back and you're like, I remember that and it still maybe affects me sometimes negatively and sometimes positively, but this is like that moment, you know?
Yeah, I think I've been in cheer since I was 4 years old and I've been like on the same team for as long as I can remember. And so there was one time that I posted a video, again, not for content creation. It was in 2017, so this was even way yeah. before like content creation started. And so I posted a video of me doing a stunt for cheer, and it blew up. It mm-hmm. was like, at the time, it was like 80,000 views.
On what?
On Instagram.
On Instagram, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I don't think TikTok was around in 2017, was not. It?
It was very early,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I can't even remember, yeah. but it was on Instagram. And so I just remember that was my very first video that got crazy. And I was getting both good and bad comments. And my mom was just telling me, this is like what you're meant for. And this is what I was telling you. Like, you weren't even trying. Mm-hmm. And the video got crazy, you know? Yeah. So there's something that people like about you. And I feel like this is your calling and this is like what you should do. And honestly, even back then when she was telling me that, I didn't think so, you yeah. know, I just told her like, no, that's silly. You know, like I was just posting just to post, mm-hmm. like there's no way I'm gonna like do this.
Yeah.
And so I just casually started posting videos and it just started to catch on. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, like maybe I am meant for this, you yeah. know? And so I think that moment, even though there was bad and good comments, like I still overcame it and still said like, no, I'm still gonna post, like I don't really care like what anybody says.
Yeah.
And I think that has been what has driven me to do like all these videos, because I don't really care like what anybody says yeah. about me or thinks about me. And I think it helps me do those videos because you really have to have like a strong personality to be able to do yeah, it, you know?
For sure, 100%.
Yeah.
When you think back to like what's kind of advice you wish like you would have heard, or what's something like you would have told yourself maybe when you're going through some of those tough times? Like, I know you said like you kind of struggle with your mom and mm-hmm. like maybe your dad wasn't like, cause he was working a lot. Like yeah. what's something you kind of wish you would have heard like at that time that would have made it a little bit easier for you?
I think honestly, when you're a parent, I think telling your kids that you believe in them and telling them that you are going to support them no matter what, I think helps a lot. Just mm-hmm. because as a kid, you don't know any better, you know? And so you're just listening and to whatever your parents are telling you. And so I think having that confidence in your child helps them a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I think just having like support and knowing that like they believed in me like would have really, really helped.
Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like you kind of, was confidence something you kind of struggled with?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like people think that because I do social media that I'm very like outgoing and I have this like loud personality. But if you ask my friends and if you ask my mom, like I'm super quiet in like all of my school years all the way up to high school. Like I never really talked. I didn't really like have that many friends. My friends were more like at KTC, the cheerleading group that I was in. And so, I was like very, very shy. And I, still to this day, I think I'm still shy. I talk a lot about it on my TikTok and I just say like, you know what guys, like, I'm sorry. Like I don't do a lot of talking videos cause I'm super shy, but I'm gonna try. Cause honestly, I think when you talk, it gives people more of an insight to who you are and your personality. Sure. And so unfortunately you have to do a lot of that on social media, but it's very hard for me. So I honestly don't know if confidence is what it is, but I am super shy.
Yeah.
So
got you. I feel like definitely for a lot of people that talking aspect in their videos is the hardest thing to overcome.
Yes.
I'm glad that I feel like for me, I started doing that. Like one of the first videos I ever posted was me talking.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Really? Just like, yeah, oh just my God, I would never know.
No. Yeah, because now I talk my ass off.
Literally.
I can't stop talking. But no, I was just, I think everybody goes through it where like you hate the sound of like, you just hate hearing yourself talk.
Literally.
So like, but I think people need to understand like if they do want to do something like that, it's a muscle that you have to train more than anything.
For sure.
Like now it's kind of second nature.
Yeah.
And because I've been talking in front of a camera for so long, it's just like kind of natural. Mm-hmm. But I was like the most awkward person ever in front of a camera. So yeah, I think that's for sure something that people can work on, you know?
For sure.
And like when you kind of, when you're kind of like in your shy element or maybe like there's something you're not feeling the most confident about, what's kind of that self-talk? And do you you feel like you have a good self-talk to yourself, or do you feel like it's something you could like you could work on?
I think I still need to work on it, but I do think since I've been doing it for like roughly like 4 years now, I think I've gotten better at just telling myself it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it really doesn't matter. Like, this is like your job and like you are getting paid for it because people want to see your videos and it has shown, you know, that people want to see your videos. So why do you care? Like my mom always tells me, why do you care about the 3 bad comments that you're getting? You should care about the 100 good comments that you're getting, which again, easier said than done. But I just have to remind myself like, yeah, people do like my videos. And if they don't, then they don't have to watch it. Yeah. And I just ignore them and it's okay.
Yeah.
So
I love that. What's something you like at the beginning of this year you set out to want to improve on? Like what's something you feel like something you at the end of this year you look back and it's something you'd want to accomplish, whether that's internally or with whatever?
I mean, I really, with my social media, I really want to post more. I feel like I start to get in my head a lot and I start to think like, that video didn't do well, like, so the rest aren't gonna do well, like, I should just, like, not do this anymore, and so I think I need to stop talking to myself that way, you know, and just, like, keep posting and keep being consistent, because I think consistency is what drives the views and what drives the consistency in your followers,
too. For sure, yeah. That's the hardest part.
Being consistent, right?
Yes.
It's so difficult.
Yeah, I think that's the part where I think a lot of people struggle with. I definitely struggled with it. I think you just have to get to a point where like if you say that you want it's something you want to do, and it just kind of slowly becomes a part of what you do,
for sure.
I think you get to a point, I at least with TikTok, like I said, I wasn't posting at all like consistently, but I just kind of got in that routine, and then now it's like, all right, what am I gonna post tomorrow? Like I have to post.
It's just second nature. You're already ready for the next one.
Exactly. At the same time, it's kind of a bad cycle though, because I also feel like you shouldn't always feel like if you don't post tomorrow for whatever reason, that all like
every, you shouldn't be hard on yourself.
Yes,
about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I feel like that's a really hard thing to kind of juggle with.
Yeah, for sure. When I don't post, I know I'm super hard on myself. And I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, like, should I just post whatever, just to post something? Mm. And I think that's when it starts to get not fun anymore. Yeah. You know, it should be fun. Because when it's not, then it just feels flat. And I think people can tell, you know.
100%. Yeah. For sure. So what's, with that, what's your favorite thing to, like, create? Like, what's your favorite type of content?
I don't know. I like to do a lot of different ones. But honestly, I think my favorite ones are with my friends because I don't feel alone in it. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so fun. Like, that random video that got 2 million views of us dancing, that was so much fun. Like, we were just, like, drunk and we were being silly in a parking lot. And
was it the one where you guys are, like, laying on your car?
No, that's a different one. No, that's a different one. We were just like dancing in a parking lot. I honestly think those are my favorite ones with my friends because it's so fun. Honestly, we don't even do half of them that we talk about, but we're always like, okay, we're gonna do this dance one tonight, like before we go out. So like, that's fun, you know, to like plan it with your friends. So
for sure, doing things with your friends on, like, I always say that I think the most fun thing you can do with your friends is vlog.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's one of my favorite things. Like, I always want to, like, if we get the chance, I think vlogging with someone is so much fun.
Yeah.
It's better than doing it alone.
For sure. Yeah.
Because I've done a lot of vlogs where I was just, like, talking with the camera alone. It's just, it doesn't
boring,
hit the same.
It's boring, right? Yeah.
And also, people look at you like, look at this fucking guy. Yeah. You know? And that's one thing, like, I've had to overcome is I definitely am a people pleaser. So I do always think about, like, what people think about me.
Yeah.
Which in a way I feel like it has some benefits because I feel like you're in tune with a lot of, you're just in tune with people, you know, and people's emotions. But at the same time, it's definitely not healthy, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You have to draw a line somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So for someone who's creating content or like maybe kind of wants to start, because from what it seems like you do make money like making content.
Yes.
Would you say mainly on TikTok or Instagram as
well? Yeah, mainly on TikTok. I don't really like posting on Instagram. Yeah, it doesn't feel the same.
I noticed that you definitely don't have as much as much reels. So for TikTok, so obviously it is possible, like you're walking proof that it is possible to make money on TikTok as a content creator. So for someone kind of getting into that space, how is that even possible? Like, what's the tangible things you can do? And what was your path to be able to start making money doing content on TikTok?
I honestly think you should just post and see what people like from you. And it obviously has to be stuff that you're interested in, right? Don't post stuff that you think other people are going to like, because people can tell for sure that you're doing it just for that.
Yeah.
And so I think you should figure out yourself what you're interested in, and then you should post different things and then just see what catches on and see what people like from you. I think when I first started posting, it's kind of like what I'm doing now. I just posted a bunch of like different things, but people really liked my outfits. And so I said, okay, people are liking this specific one, because I would do different ones. I would do one where I would already be in my outfit and just like pose. But people were really liking when I would show the different pieces and then put on the different pieces. And so people really liked that one. Yeah. So I said, okay, this one is getting more engagement. People like this one more. So let's stick with that one. So I think you have to kind of just figure out first what you like to do, then post different ones, and then see which one catches on.
Got you. So it's definitely, you're definitely doing like active, in a way it's like research of...
Of yourself, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure. And at what point can you start making money? And how do you start? Is it like off of views? Like, how does that work?
It's different things. So right now they have TikTok Shop. So if you buy things off of TikTok Shop, you can post about it. And then there's this little bar at the bottom where people can click on it. And so when you click on it, you get money from people clicking on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Got you. So that's TikTok Shop. But you also get money from views. But it is only if it is a minute long. So if it is less than a minute, then you can't make money off of it.
Got you.
Yeah.
So that kind of entices people to do like more long form.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah.
Those are the hardest for me though. Yeah. I hate doing long videos. It feels so weird to me. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I start to feel like, no, people are going to get tired of me talking. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like
damn,
weird
that's
to
good
me.
To know. So like, because I have so much long form content.
Really?
So
yeah, you should post
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what's the length that they allow you now?
Honestly, they keep changing it, but I think it's 10 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn, I could post like a whole convo.
You should. Yeah. Yes. Damn, you need to get into it. Yeah,
for sure. Damn, that's bad. Yeah, okay. I need to look into that. So
I'm gonna check back in with you and I'm gonna tell you, sure, have you posted your videos?
No, for sure. I'm gonna definitely like look into that.
You need to.
Damn, that's sure. Interesting. And so, yeah, so do you have to hit a certain following?
That I'm not sure, because you used to have 10,000 followers, I think, mm-hmm, but I think they've changed it. Yeah. I think it's like five. I want to say. Yeah.
Got you. All right.
How many do you have right now?
I only have like 300.
On TikTok?
Yeah, on TikTok.
But you also like, haven't been posting consistently.
Yes, exactly. No, I think I gained 100 followers this week.
That's crazy. Yeah. See? Just
no, exactly. No, and like one, and I only have 300 followers. But for example, like one of the videos has like I think over like 20,000 views, and then like 1,500 likes, like crazy amount of saves. So like when I see that, I'm like, dude, this, you can definitely build a following on TikTok.
Yeah, it boosts your confidence, exactly, right? And you start to feel like, okay, people are liking it, so why don't I just do it?
Exactly.
Easier said than done, though.
Yeah, for sure. No, but that Instagram is like so. I don't know why, and I shouldn't look at it this way, but I feel like so much less hope on Instagram.
For sure. What is it, though? I can't verbalize what it is to people, because they always tell me, they're like, post on Instagram, but I don't want to. Yeah, it feels so weird to me. Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't know. I kind of have I don't feel the best about it right now, because sometimes I get in my head of like, damn, all right, I barely have any followers on TikTok. But the people that are engaging, like, I have people that comment that I don't even know who they are, right, that like the videos. Mm-hmm. And then I have a whole, like, swath of followers on Instagram that don't even engage with any of the shit that I post. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, bruh, like, this shit is upside down.
The math isn't mathing.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes I'm like, I'm looking at Instagram like, ah, whatever. But
yeah.
I'm still going to post either way. I have to.
Okay, maybe we should make a promise to each other that we're going to post on Instagram. I feel like we should.
Like, go hard on it.
Yeah, because when the TikTok ban happened, people were saying not to put your eggs all in one basket. Mm-hmm. So they were saying, you know, to do YouTube, to do TikTok, Facebook.
Do you do YouTube shorts?
No.
No?
I haven't been on YouTube in forever. I used to post videos, but the editing, no. I was like, no. I can't do this. It's too hard.
I feel like they made it a lot easier, though, with a lot of different... Because I use Final Cut, which is like a more traditional way to editing, but like I know you know CapCut,
I use CapCut, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But you can do like longer videos on there, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, YouTube Shorts, I heard, is like really, really popular popping off. Right now. I usually just kind of, whatever I post on TikTok or Instagram, I'll just put it on YouTube Shorts. I don't get like crazy engagement on there, mm-hmm, but I have like, I'll get a few subscribers from it, which is pretty cool. But
so you post on YouTube too? Like you post these on YouTube?
Yeah. So all the podcasts, the videos all on YouTube, mm-hmm, and then Spotify.
Yeah.
And
I have heard podcasts. Them on Spotify. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone told me to start posting them on Prime, which I didn't know many people use Prime.
I didn't even know
but,
you
like,
could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
See, there's so many avenues for you to try out.
Yeah. We'll see. But you should also do vlogs, too.
I used to. Yeah. I'm telling you. But you mean like YouTube or just in general? The editing is so hard for me.
That's true.
But I guess it's like...
Maybe you get to a point where you can just pay someone at a certain point.
Well, I used to. Yeah. I used to have someone that did it for me. But I don't know. I kind of felt like YouTube fell off. Mm-hmm. And I guess now it's back again. So maybe.
So from what I understand, like a lot of people are saying that YouTube is really wanting to push like newer channels. Mm-hmm. So like, and I agree, there's some videos that come across, because I'm on YouTube so much. Like, I'm on YouTube more than any social media. And I'll get like recommendations for like channels with like 50 or 100 subscribers.
Yeah.
And so you can really definitely tell they're pushing that. Yeah. So hey, it might be a good time.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. We'll maybe. See, though. So when it comes to like cheer, so obviously you said you've been doing it since you were like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And has it been KTC?
So it used to be junior nights for a little bit, maybe like 5 years. Yeah. And then it turned into nighttime cheer.
Got you.
Yeah.
That's a sick ass name.
You know what? It's so funny because people are always like, that doesn't make sense. Like, what does that even mean? But it's because my mom went to Hank's. Mm. And so she was a cheerleader there.
Yeah.
And so when she made her little team, it was junior nights. And then she was like, no, it can't be that anymore. It sounds silly. Yeah, like, you guys aren't little anymore. You're like 15 years old. Facts. So it turned into nighttime cheer.
For people that say that doesn't make sense, I want to see how that doesn't make sense. It's like, it goes, I forgot the word is, but yeah, it's like nighttime, but then it's also like nighttime
with a K. Yeah.
That's fire. But so yeah, you've been doing that since you were like literally a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about cheer that like you love so much?
You know what? Going back to having a hard childhood, and I think it was my safe space, and it was where I could go to practice and have fun with my friends and not really worry about anything that was happening at home. And so I think that's why I've done it for so long. I did it all the way up until I was 26.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was rough because people would make fun of me all the time and they would say, like, she's still doing cheer. Like, that's embarrassing. But I think that's why nobody should ever judge, because that's literally where I felt the safest.
Yeah.
And that's where my friends were. I didn't really have friends in school. It was hard for me to make friends. And so that was where I felt the safest, you know?
Yeah.
That was like my place, my people.
Yeah, for sure. But that says a lot about you, that like you continue to do it regardless, because it's literally something you love.
Yeah.
And that you didn't let that influence you at all.
Yeah, for sure. You can't let anybody steal your happiness, you know? For sure. That's where I felt my happiest. And obviously it did sting, you know? It did at times. I felt like, okay, like, am I embarrassing for doing this? Like, maybe it's time to stop. But I always had to like reel myself back in and say, this is where you are happy, and you shouldn't let anybody make you feel silly about it, because if this is what makes you happy, then you do it.
For sure. Yeah. And for someone who's not really like familiar with like the cheer world, what's something that not many people like know about, or what's like a misconception about like cheerleading?
Oh, the usual, cheer's not a sport. Always, everyone is always saying that, which I understand if you are not knowledgeable in what cheer is. And so I think people only see, you know, at high school or like middle school when they're cheering on the sidelines and they're cheering for a team.
Yeah.
That's not what we do. Mm-hmm. We have a routine that's 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and we practice that routine all year long. And so I think that's the hardest part about All-Star Cheer, is that you practice all year long. We probably practice like 4 or 5 days a week, like 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get to perform twice for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Damn.
And so you do all of that practice just for that one moment, you know? And so it's really crazy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are perfecting.
Yeah.
Perfecting it like down to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys travel everywhere for
Yeah, we do. That's the fun part.
Dope. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super fun.
What's kind of like the what do you call them, tournaments?
Competitions.
Competitions, okay.
Yeah.
What's like your favorite one to go to out of all of them?
I want to say it's called NCAA All-Star Nationals, and it's in Dallas, Texas. That one is just enormous. Like, there are so many athletes that go. I want to say there's like 20,000 athletes that
Damn.
Go. Yeah, it's a huge competition. That one's like one of the main ones that everyone is always like trying to win. But I think the second favorite would probably be the one that's in Walt Disney World, because we get to compete at the ESPN Center.
Wow.
And then if you get a paid bid, what's called a paid bid, you compete all year long. And then if you win the paid bid, then they pay for your stay and they pay for tickets for Disney World. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Damn, that's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that every year?
Every single year.
Yeah.
I've been going to Walt Disney World for like 12 years straight now.
Damn, that's so sick.
Yeah.
When is that one?
It's in May.
In May?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty soon. So what's your next competition at?
The next one is in Atlanta, and it's called Cheersport.
Cheersport.
That one's also a super big one.
Yeah. How's Atlanta? I've never been there.
Oh, I hate Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
What about
it? I like it. I feel like, okay, well, first of all, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time we go in February, it's always freezing. And I don't know. I feel like there's not really much to do.
Mm.
But maybe that's just because I'm always at the competition, so I'm not really looking for things to do. But every time we're there, I'm not like a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm. And like, so going back to like kind of like your mom and yours relationship, like when she adopted you, what was kind of like that process like at that time? Was it like, just because I feel like that's such a unique story, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So what was that time in your life like?
It was pretty difficult, honestly, yeah. Because not only was I trying to live with her, but she had a husband at the time, and so he didn't agree with her like adopting me. She didn't legally adopt me, but he didn't agree at the time and said, like, we can't take care of someone right now, you know? Like, he was doing his residency at a hospital, and he was like, we just, like, can't do this right now. And she was like, well, I'm going to take care of her, you know? I'm not going to just leave her like that. And so it ended up causing fights between them. Mm-hmm. And so they ended up getting a divorce because of it. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really hard time, not only for me, but for her also, you know? Yeah. And so she was going through it, you know? Mm-hmm. Divorce is very difficult. And so it was kind of like we were growing up together. Yeah. Because she's not that much older than me. She's 40, so she's only 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have kids herself. I am her only. And so we kind of have been growing up together, honestly, just going through life. I've helped her through her divorce. She has helped me. You know, she's adopted me. And so it was a really hard time for both of us. But I feel like it saved both of us because we needed each other. And I think the universe knew we needed each other.
For sure. That's an amazing story.
Thank you.
For real. Like, I don't think I've ever heard something of that sort.
Yeah. That's what everyone always tells me. They say it's like a crazy story.
No, that can be like a movie.
I know. My friends are always telling me. They're like, you should write a book.
You should. Do you like to write?
I do, actually. That was like my favorite my favorite thing in school.
Really?
Yeah.
Same, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I really like writing. So do you journal? Do you try to journal?
Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm.
What does that look like for you?
Journaling?
Yeah. Like, I try. What are you writing down, you know?
Just like, I think it is different when you are journaling because you can do different things, right? Mm-hmm. You can write about like your day, but you can also, like right now, my friends and I are doing this book and it gives you different prompts. And so we meet every Tuesday and we talk about the prompt, and it's interesting because you can see everybody's perspective on what the prompt is, and it's different for everybody, you know? So today, which one did we do? Oh, one of them was, what is something unkind that you did and have you apologized? So that one was really good because honestly, me and my friend Emily, we'd gotten into this little argument and we never like hashed it out. We never like finished it. And so I told her, like, I'm sorry for what I said. Like, so we like finished it there, and that was good, you know?
Yeah. Dang, that's a really good question, actually. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's something unkind I did that I didn't apologize for.
It actually took us a while to think about it.
I'm the type of person, like, don't get me wrong, I've done some unkind shit, but like, It gets at me so much to where, like, I have to say sorry, you know?
Yeah, you have to talk about it.
Even if it's not all the time my fault, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is not the best thing to do, because some people deserve that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But damn, that's a really good question. I love that. It's kind of, and do you guys tell each other what it is usually after the prompt?
What do you mean, tell each other?
Like when you journal it, and do you guys conversate about it?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point of it. Okay, so we don't like show each other our books, you know, but we just say like, okay, like today is January 28th. Like this is the one we're talking about today. And then we go around and we say like what we wrote.
Dang. So you guys see each other every day?
Oh, yeah. Not just for, like, the journals. We see each other every day because we work together.
Oh, that's... Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's badass.
Yeah, we see each other every single day. We fight so much. Me and my friends, we fight so much.
Yeah. I mean, at a certain point, they're like your sisters, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so you're going to fight with your sisters and brothers.
Yeah, for sure. We literally all see each other as family. Yeah. We go to each other's, like, family events and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so dope. Because, that kind of reminds me of... So I hosted an event It was last month, or it was December, and I want to do one for, it's coming up in February. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a Valentine's Day, like, edition of the event, but basically, it was so dope, like, this one was geared towards more, like, going into the new year, looking back on, and reflecting on how this year went, what you learned, and things you want to improve on. So basically, like, everybody, there was maybe, like, 15 to 20 people. And we've split them into groups of four, and a lot of them didn't know each other.
Oh, that's good.
And so they would spend the time write down, like, answer the questions, and then they would go through each question and talk about it with each other. I love
that. Yeah, that's what we do, yeah. kind of. Yeah.
And it fostered, like, some amazing, like, conversation. Like, good. People were crying. Like, it was, my gosh. It was really, like, it was an amazing event.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, for the next one, we're going to do, like, a love edition. Mm-hmm. So, basically, what people have learned through just lessons from love, like, what do they feel like a healthy relationship consists of, mm-hmm. and, like, how to...
I love that. Yeah. Because I feel like, honestly, a lot of people don't really know, like, what a healthy relationship mm-hmm. is supposed to be like. Yeah. And so I think that'll help a lot of people. I love that.
For sure. Yeah. So if you want to come through, it'll probably be the 13th or something like that. The 13th, y'all better be there.
Oh, that's when I'm going to be in Atlanta.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's our competition. Okay. It's on Valentine's.
Yeah. Oh, snap. That's cool. And, so yeah, back to journaling. Have you, so like with me, I would usually, I love that prompt idea though. I mm-hmm. think that's so dope. For me, I think I would, when I don't do it often at all anymore, which I should, but when I was at a really anxious point in my life, mm-hmm. I would literally just write down everything that was crossing my mind.
Yeah.
And like, it could be complete, like just
nonsense.
Mm-hmm. But like doing that, I guess you kind of read over it and you just realize like, most of the shit I'm worried about doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, literally. And when you say it out loud, too, sometimes, like, when I'm saying it to people, I kind of think, that sounds silly. Like, why am I upset about that? Yeah, you know?
For sure. Yeah, journaling, definitely highly recommend it.
Yeah, I think it helps, yeah. for sure.
Yeah. And so, with you and your mom's relationship, mm-hmm. now that you guys, like, kind of work with each other as well,
yeah.
how have you, like, balanced that relationship?
It's hard, for yeah. sure. And I think... it started in cheer, and that's where we kind of learned it the most because she was my coach. Mm-hmm. And so that relationship was really hard because, you know, I have to kind of get used to she's not your mom in this moment. She's your coach. And so mm-hmm. don't take it personally. She has to be yeah. hard on you, you know? And so the car rides home would be quiet yeah, and we'd yeah. be upset at each other. But I think doing that, we learned kind of how to work together. And I think that it has helped us with the business side of it. So now we do it together.
Yeah. And so your roles on the more business side of things, kind of take me through that. So obviously, so you're an instructor, right?
Yes, I'm a coach.
Got you. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of like choreograph the entire, like, what would you call it? Like performance?
The routines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And so from the business side, like what are your responsibilities there?
So I have to do the routine. So at the beginning of the season, I give them the routines mm-hmm. and then let's just say someone gets injured or someone quits, then I also have to fix the routines and mm-hmm. I also have to fix those holes. So that's the choreography side of it. I also do choreography for our schools. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of like the middle schools, the high schools, gotcha. Some of the elementary schools. So I do choreography for them as well. Mm-hmm. And then I do the social media for nighttime.
Yeah.
And then I also do the apparel. So the fan apparel and then also like the uniforms and the practice wear for the girls.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. So oh, those yeah. are kind of like my roles.
So you wear a lot
like,
of hats.
I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. You're
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah. A lot of different hats.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like apparel hats.
Oh,
I was like,
okay. Do you have hats? No, that's so dope. And do you guys have your own spot?
We do yeah. actually. So we're renting right now, but it's been really hard because we've grown in size. And mm-hmm. so we barely even fit with the amount of athletes that we have right now. Yeah. So we're looking to buy a space for
dang,
ourselves. Yeah.
And that's sick.
That's super exciting. We like would never even dream that that would happen for us. Yeah. And so we're very lucky that we've almost doubled in size with athletes and
sure.
that we need more space.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
Yeah. And is KTC only in El Paso?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, is that like when you kind of think about the future of KTC,
mm-hmm.
What is kind of like your vision for that?
I think staying in El Paso is something yeah. that we would want just because I think the thing that makes it so special is that, you know, when you go to other gyms, like if you know cheerleading, when you mm-hmm. go to other gyms outside, like in Dallas or Phoenix, they don't know all of their athletes. They basically just treat them as a number,
yeah.
you know? And so at nighttime, we love that we are all like family. We know everybody. We help our families through hardships. And I think that's what makes it so special that we are so like close and small. And so I feel like if we were to expand, it would not be the same and it would not be us anymore. Like that is our brand, yeah, you know?
For sure.
So
no, I love that. That's a good, That definitely makes sense. I feel like especially anytime you grow, you kind of lose that like tight knit
for sure.
like community.
Yeah.
So that's good. And so I noticed you are also like in a relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
how long have you guys been together?
We have been together.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus? Awesome.
Yeah.
How long have you and Jesus been together?
We have been together. We're going to go on 2 years.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then we've been talking for 3.
Got you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How'd you guys meet?
We met at Later Later.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Later Later's the spot.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. I love that. I still haven't had my success story there, but I feel like it will come. That's good, though. So through that time, like, what have you learned about yourself when it comes to being like in a relationship, a serious relationship?
I feel like when I met him, I learned that I had a lot to work on for mm-hmm. myself. Just, I think, emotional maturity wise, just because he's older than me. He's 2 years older than me. And so in my previous relationship before him, I knew, not at the time, obviously, but I knew once I met him that there were a lot of things that I was doing that were not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I was not right from my childhood and what had happened to me. And so I think that I had a lot of growing to do, but I think that he is so emotionally mature that he helps me work through what I need to work on, because he makes it easier when he is patient with me. And
yeah.
he knows, like, I know she's not doing it like to me directly. I know she just needs to like work on things. And
yeah.
so that really helps me that he is like emotionally mature.
For sure.
Know?
That's good.
Yeah.
What's kind of advice or what kind of goes into, in your eyes, from your perspective, like a healthy relationship? Like, what does that consist of? Because I feel like from someone who, I feel like our views and perspective on what a healthy relationship is actually so like, not for everybody, for a lot of people, it can be a
yeah.
lot, like a lot of misconceptions, or even someone who just never experienced it, you know? So
right.
from your perspective, what does that look like?
I honestly think it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
It just depends on the relationship that you're in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that when you are in a relationship, you also have to know that it's not going to be 50-50 all the time. It's sometimes going to be 90-10, and you have to be okay with that, you know? And I think
yeah.
you have to be mature enough to know that, because, you know, some people will be upset, you know, well, I've been doing so much for this person and they're not giving back, but that's what it's going to be sometimes. And I think he, like with my relationship, he is so patient that it helps me sometimes de-escalate, and it helps me think like, okay, like he is not fighting me, like we are fighting the problem together. And I think that like really helps.
Got you. Do you feel like, just because I'm super curious,
mm-hmm.
do you feel like it works to, I'm sure everybody's different, but maybe in your situation, that you need to let a situation rest and then come back to it and talk about it? Or are you the type of person like, no, we should talk about this right now and like just get it out of the...
You know what? It's so funny. We actually like don't agree on
mm-hmm.
that, because he is someone that needs space. He needs like time to cool down.
Yeah.
And I am someone that... No, like I need to talk about it like right now. But
mm-hmm.
I honestly, like we've talked about it, and I've told him, I think it's like a trauma for me, because when I would fight with my mom, she like wouldn't talk to me, and she would just leave me alone for like 3 days and like would not talk to me. And so now that I'm in a relationship, it makes me feel like, no, like I need to talk about it. Like, don't ignore me for 3 days, you know? So I also think that's something that I need to work on. But I think there's like a healthy medium where, okay, like maybe you need space like overnight, but we need to talk about it like first thing in the morning,
for
you
sure.
know? Like,
yeah.
I think there's always like a happy medium for a relationship.
There's always a compromise you
for
guys
sure.
can make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think where a lot of the people run into problems is like, just yeah having that compromise, like
mm-hmm.
some people are just not,
yeah, they're so stuck in their ways, and
yeah.
then it becomes a problem.
Yeah, for sure. What do you feel like is the hardest part about dating nowadays?
Social media.
Yeah,
yeah. And I know it's like a cliche thing to
yeah.
say, but I honestly think that social media makes it feel like the grass is always greener on the other side. And I feel like you should always be content with what you have. You know, you shouldn't be like out looking for other things, because it's probably not greener
yeah.
on the other side.
Damn. What's like the, how do you, because I agree with that. I definitely agree with like the fact that there's just so many options that, especially like if you're, especially for a girl who's very attractive, you know, that I'm sure she has endless amount of people just like wanting to talk to her and everything.
Yeah.
So, and having that mindset of like, yeah, the grass isn't always greener, you know, and I have something good here. But at the same time, what's that line of like being content and being happy, but also like, how do you know when, you know, this isn't it? Maybe I should like explore something else, you know?
Yeah.
Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I think that you kind of have to know how you feel in the relationship because for me, like, in my previous relationship, I thought, okay, this is like the one and this is it, you know, like for sure, this is who I'm gonna end up with. And there were just little things that I knew I was not gonna be okay with, you know, like he was also very young. He was younger than me. And so I think that his friends played a big role in what he chose to do. And that didn't sit right with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like you are allowed to have your friend's opinion, but it should never trump like what you are feeling. And it should never like get in between our relationship. And I think like those are the kinds of things you have to think about. You know, you have to know that person really well and say, is that going to be something that I'm okay with? You know, because if you're not, then maybe you should explore other options, you know?
Yeah. And you know, I feel like you know deep down too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Because there are little things that I think, you know, that someone does that are going to irritate you, obviously, you know, someone's not going to be like perfect. And so you kind of have to, I think saying it out loud to someone really helps because I remember I was having a conversation with one of my friends and she was saying, I think you have to live with someone to know how they are because he would leave out cups all the time and it would bother me because I just cleaned and he left out all these cups. And I told her, but you're married to him right now. So it didn't bother you that much, right? Yeah. So I think you kind of have to weigh out those things because obviously there's some things that are going to irritate you. But are you, is it really that bad? You know.
But there's things that irritate you about everyone.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. So you kind of have to weigh.
For sure.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Because I'm in a position right now where I've realized, well, I don't know. It's a hard thing because I feel like when the right person comes, like you do know. And that's like, it's all about timing. Mm-hmm. But I realized very quickly, like I'm in a position right now where I'm not ready. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just, and I think I've gone to a point where I know I need to like be, and that's the thing. It's hard though. Cause what if I do come across someone where I'm like, shit, like I am ready now.
But see, I feel like you need to be open. Like you can say that. Yeah. You can say like, I feel like I'm not ready in this moment, but if it comes, you shouldn't be closed off to it. You should explore it. If there's that feeling there, you know,
that makes sense. Just cause I feel like there's so many, different, like just so many moving factors in the stage that I'm of life that I'm in that I don't like, I'm still looking for what I think is right for me in a partner, you know? And I'm just so discovering so much about myself. But at the same time, sometimes I think about it is like, if it's the right person, like doesn't that just seamlessly like kind of come into the picture, you know?
I think it does.
Yeah for sure. Yeah, it's something I think about all the time, but also I'm moving too. So that's kind of,
that plays a big part also. And I think like I was talking to my friend Emily about it because we have this conversation a lot. She feels like, well, I don't even really know myself. So how am I ever supposed to be with someone when I don't even really know what I want for myself? And I said, yeah, for sure. You need to figure out like yourself and you need to know who you are before you give yourself to someone else.
Yeah. That's a good point, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely in that position, but we'll see.
Yeah, be open to it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Be open to it.
So when it comes to like a relationship and social media, what's, in your perspective, what's like a healthy way to kind of go about that once you're in a relationship, you know? Because I feel like people always talk about like, oh, do you post your man? Like, how do you guys go about like... And I'm sure, like, yeah, there's just so many people that and it sucks in today's society that, like, even though you have a person, like, they'll still try to, like, interfere with that. So what's a way that you has been able to, like, build a healthy relationship with that, you know?
It's so funny because I've never had an issue with social media personally with my relationships, just because I always tell my partner, if you make me feel secure in our relationship, then I don't really care. And maybe that's like a wrong perspective, but I don't think it matters because I know that we are secure in our relationship. So the social media doesn't really matter to me, you know? The posting in my most recent relationship has been hard because he's not a social media person. Like, he's very shy. He doesn't post at all. He posts like once a year, you know? And so he gets like shy when I post him, and I'm like, it's okay. Yeah, like, you don't have to post, but like, I'm going to post. That's like what I do, you know? And I think that has, he has had to adjust to that for sure.
For sure. Cause you're definitely a lot more open.
Yeah.
On social media. That's interesting. I think it would be interesting for, I don't know, like two people that are very active on social media.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Both. Because we probably like annoy people because we're posting like way too much about each other.
It's like a different dynamic. Yeah. You know? That's interesting. And so when you look at your life as a whole, what is something that like you're just, or maybe if you like look back into the, or like a little bit in the future, because I feel like when we're in the mix, like it's kind of like just in the mix of everything, it's kind of hard to like take a bird's eye view and like see like all the good things we're doing. So what is something that like you're genuinely proud of yourself that you can look at and be like, I've been doing good, you know, and I don't give myself enough credit?
I think my favorite quote, and I have it up on my walls, is you can't change the cards you were given. You just have to handle them a different way. And I feel like that is literally my story. Like, it wasn't the best upbringing, but I think I kind of took that and said, this is not going to be my life. This is not like how I want to be. Like, I don't want to be like my mom. I want to be different. I like got into therapy that way. Like, it was not going to be like that when I have my kids. And so I think that I'm most proud of changing that dynamic and changing that way that my life was headed, you know? I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to do that because that's just the way that you were taught, you know? And that's the way that your family lives, and that's the way your parents do things. And I think it's a hard thing to break that cycle of your family. And so I think that's like what I'm most proud of myself.
That's amazing. It's hard, because you're literally unraveling like years and years of
negative
things that you aren't like kind of aiding you anymore. What's a positive thing you feel like that going through that has helped you in life? Obviously it was tough, it was hard, but is there something where it's like, okay, but this aspect helped me?
I think since it pushed me into cheer, now that I'm a coach, I try really hard to be there for my kids, and especially the ones that are going through not exactly the same things, right? But, you know, the ones that have a hard time with their families, I really try to make sure that I'm there for them more often because I went through the same thing and I know how it feels. And so I think that's a positive thing that came out of it, is even though it happened to me, I'm changing that and I'm trying to help others that are like going through the same thing.
That's awesome. I love that. Because I feel like it's tough. It's a tough thing to think about because some of these things we've been through are just, I mean, they're so difficult and so hard, and they kind of leave like, they leave a mark on us for sure. But there's always, I feel like there's always like a silver lining too. Like the positive attributes and the great person you are now, like, some of that is because of what you had to like go through, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And you have to choose that for yourself. And that's a difficult thing to go through and to talk yourself into, because it's not an easy thing to, you know, go to therapy and to talk out loud about things. And so, yeah, I think it's something to be proud of.
For sure. So take me through like your usual day for you, like your daily routine from like when you wake up to like when you're going to sleep, like what does your day look like?
So some days are different, yeah. But usually I wake up and I make breakfast. Okay. And then
what are you making?
Usually a smoothie.
Okay.
And then egg and some sort of like turkey sausage or turkey bacon, something like that. And then I'll usually go to my gym because we have a gym at our house.
Oh, sick. What time do you usually wake up at?
Probably like 9 or 10.
9, okay.
Yeah, just because we work so late. We usually get out of work at like 10:30, 11. And so my days start later and I'm not embarrassed of that.
Yeah, same.
So usually I'll go work out at the gym. And then I'll usually go to KTC. We usually have meetings about different things. And then I go to work. I coach from 5 to 9.
5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And what about like, what's like a fun day for you? Like, what do you really enjoy doing if you're not working?
When I'm not working, a fun day is if I'm going to something super cute, like with my friends, like if we're going to like a Pilates thing that they have at later. Yeah. That's always super fun. Like we get to get dressed up and then we go and get like a matcha before and then we like take pictures at later, like something cute like that, you know?
For sure.
That's like a fun day for me.
Yeah. If someone was, if one of your friends that's not from here was visiting you from another city and they're coming to El Paso, what's like a, take me through a day with them. Like, what are you going to do to make sure they like get the full El Paso experience?
For sure. I would probably take them to Taco Neta. Ooh, I love Taco Neta. Yeah. That's like my obsession right now.
So good.
For sure. To take them to eat. And then, you know, we got to take them to later. Hush. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
That's like the El Paso staple.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sad I couldn't make it to the anniversary. I was out of town.
You weren't
were you there?
I was there. Yeah, it was so
it?
Much fun.
Yeah.
Always. It's always so much fun. The music is always A1
for
at
sure.
later.
Yeah, I agree.
What DJ do you... Drop Dead.
Yes,
shout out
exactly.
DJ Drop Dead.
Shout out Johnny. What's like your drink of choice?
Ranch water.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All the time?
All the time. Well, honestly, now that I'm older, because my hangovers are so bad now that I feel like I cannot have any kind of like sugary drink.
Yeah, I'm
but,
the same.
Yeah, but before I was obsessed with Twisted Teas.
Twisted Teas.
Yeah,
wow.
They're so good. They just taste so good.
Yeah, they're super easy to drink.
Yeah,
which is dangerous.
The hangovers are so awful.
Yeah, awful. I love. I've been in my like high noon era.
Oh, I do like those too. Yeah.
Like the tequila ones are really good.
Yeah.
And I don't get as hungover, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing about El Paso is, like, if odds are, like, if you're going to go hard somewhere, like, the rumps comes out and, like, all the
Always.
Other bullshit.
Why the rumps?
I don't know, bro.
I like, hate it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Is everything okay at home?
No, that's the thing. It's not.
No, it's not, right? Most of the time, it's not.
No. I'm just like, I don't get the obsession. Like, at first, like, I tried it before and I was like, oh, this is different. But I think it was like one particular instance where ever since then, like, it's the worst.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
What is your drink of choice?
For sure, the high noons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, the high noons. And then I like a Moscow Mule is for sure good. And then tequila. Like if I'm going to do shots,
any kind
tequila.
Of, yeah.
The Elmont's fun too. Have you been to the Elmont?
Yes. I have been liking the Elmont. The events that they have, they're super fun.
For sure. Are you like a house person? Like, do you like house music?
I like EDM, but I like more of the, like the ones that have words.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Like Zed. And...
Got you. Like the more... How would you say it? I like more pop slash like
house
music.
Yeah, like pop where they like mix a popular pop song.
Exactly.
You know, like that's what I like.
No, for sure. I love that. If there's someone going through just a tough time in their life, maybe if you think back to like the time where like you were 15 years old, where I know it was like a lot of change for you.
Yeah.
What's advice you would give them in that instance?
I think something that I would say is you can always choose to be better. So whatever situation you're in now, you can choose to change it and you can choose to change your entire life. So it doesn't really matter what's happening in the now. If you want it to be different, then do it.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think change is even if something is not the best for someone, do you think change is still like can be hard? Even if they know it's not the best.
Oh,
you know?
For sure. Yeah, change is always hard. But I think... In the long run, it's always for the better.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to change and things need to evolve.
For sure. Have you ever had a falling out with, like, friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. You know what? I'm a Scorpio, so I think it is way worse for me, because I feel like when I feel like someone has done something to me, it's like immediately, like,
really?
Yeah. And it's something that I am trying to work on. But for me, I just always think I would never do you like that. Mm-hmm. So it feels like intentional, and it feels personal to me always. Yeah. And I know it shouldn't be. Like, people are allowed to make mistakes, but it's the Scorpio.
Yeah. At least you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to take stuff personal, you know?
Like, yeah.
I definitely can see that. And what's kind of, in your opinion, when you kind of like fell off, did you kind of have a moment where you had to like a moment of kind of loneliness, or you kind of just like had other friends you were able to?
I always had other friends, but yeah. I think the falling out is always sad.
Yeah.
You know, you're friends with that person and you spend a lot of time together. And once it's not there anymore, it's obviously really sad. And so you kind of have to get used to it. It's honestly like a breakup. I honestly think that friendships breakups are worse than relationship breakups. Yeah. They're very hard because you love that person, you know, they're basically like your sister.
Exactly.
And then it's like you're strangers again.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
That's insane. The strangers part hit.
It really is though. Yeah.
Yeah. I came across a really like good question mm-hmm. that I have to ask. Mm-hmm. If you had if I gave you a phone mm-hmm. and you're able to like have a 60-second phone call with someone like you're not on the best terms with right now, mm-hmm. would you take the phone call?
And for
would
sure.
you talk to them?
For yeah. sure. Yeah. I think I used to be very bad at confrontation and I didn't want to deal with it. And so going through therapy, it really helped me. And yeah, I would definitely take that mm-hmm. phone call to mend things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because you never know like when it's someone's last day and you don't ever want to have regrets, you know, even if you had a fallout with them or even if you're not on the best of terms, I would never want them to think like that I hate them. You know, anyone that I've had a fallout with, like I don't hate them. I just don't think our lives are aligning in the way like that it needed to be to where we were friends.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't mean I hate you, but yeah. we're just not meant to be in each other's lives.
Yeah. That's real. She doesn't hate you. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't hate you. If we were once friends and we are not friends anymore, I don't hate you, but we're just not meant to be friends.
That's still an amazing thing though, too. Cause I find it really hard to hold things against people.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, like, because sometimes, like, people definitely have done me, like, in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for whatever reason, it's hard for me to keep that energy.
Yeah.
But sometimes you like, maybe you should, you know?
I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to set up some kind of boundaries. And, again, you don't have to hate them, but they're just not allowed to be in your life the way they used to be if they're treating you a certain way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. If there's one thing you can change about the world today, what would it be?
I feel like people are so mean for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess it kind of ties into the social media just because I really don't understand it. I don't understand the commenting. I always think you really commented that and said like, yeah, that was a good idea.
Yeah, you took the time out of your own day to do that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. So I think,
being just
more
people
kind
being nicer.
Because even if you're thinking it, like, that's okay. We all have our own opinions, right? Like, if someone watches my video and they don't like my outfit, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to tell me and embarrass me in front of the entire world?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's just, like, not necessary.
For sure. No, I agree. And one thing that does give me a little bit more hope is that a lot of it is on social media, which it still isn't good, but for the most part, like my interactions in real life are for the most part positive, you know?
Yeah. Because people are more scared to do it
exactly.
in person.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
Yeah.
Because
say it to my face.
Yeah. Stand on it. Yeah.
She said, stand on it. Oh, that's good. You are a confrontational person. What you mean?
Oh, I am. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. I'm definitely not. That's just who I am. I don't know. Are you into like signs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's like a Sagittarius? Do I give you Sagittarius vibes or no?
No, actually. No. I dated a Sagittarius and you definitely, oh, definitely don't. Different. Yeah. Mm,
that's interesting.
I feel like they're very like fiery and you are not.
No.
Mm-mm. But you are outgoing like a Sagittarius and you feel comfortable to talk to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Not the fiery part.
Yeah. Low key, I'm fiery though.
Are you really?
Nah, just kidding. Honestly, I feel like low key I am, but not that I hide it. I just think it doesn't come out, you know.
But it's in there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, this was fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yes, for sure. I definitely enjoyed this. It was episode 64 with Brianna Celeste. we'll go by your IG name.
Okay.
But yeah, is there anything else you want to leave off with to your following, to your audience, to anything?
Just to the people that follow me and like my stuff constantly, all the girlies that are constantly hearting my IG stories, I appreciate you so much because it is hard being a content creator and I'm super shy. And so it really boosts my confidence and it makes me feel good about myself. So if you have ever liked anything of mine, if you have ever commented on anything, I appreciate you so much and I love you.
Why are girlies so much more supportive? That's what I'm wondering.
I know. I don't know. The comments are so funny to me though. Like they get wild. Yeah. Like kiss me right now.
Yeah, I see some crazy shit on there. It's funny.
It is funny.
I love it. Sometimes I wish my boys would comment like
tell them. Like, yeah.
Kiss me
if
right
you're
now.
His boys, comment that on all of his pictures Facts. And his videos.
I appreciate you making the time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll see y'all next time.
Bye guys.
Peace.